Friends, there's a great sense of urgency. Try, if possible, and this is directed to those outside of our area, if you can try to get past much of the coverage which shows just singular areas of devastation. And pictures might indicate that this is a hopeless situation. For those who are trapped, for those who don't have access to money, to clothing, to supplies, to anything, don't just take it for granted that FEMA, that the Federal Emergency Management Fund, that the National Guard coming in, that everything is going to be hunky-dory. No, it is not. And if you do, if you have, particularly in the Irish community, if there was ever a time where help is needed and needed now, then we've reached that point. Somebody who ought to know something about that is Brian O'Dwyer. And Brian is chairman of the Emerald Isle Immigration Centres, has also been an activist in so many areas, indeed way beyond the Irish community. But Brian, the chickens have come home to roost.
Sure has, Adrian. And now is the time for our community to come together. It has been a devastating thing, particularly for our community, because many of the areas that have been hit have been where our community resides, and we're still reeling from it, but I think we're getting a handle on it, and hopefully, you know, very quickly we'll be able to provide the type of services that we need.
Go
ahead, Adrian.
No, we just had a conversation with Mike Benn down in the Rockaway there. And when you get it from, you know, from the area, from the ground, they're feeling isolated and angry and, you know, not at all pleased with politicians, whether that's fair or unfair, really doesn't make a difference at this level. The federal aid, the National Guard, that actually takes time to set up. Bring it down to our community and what we can do. We're heading for, you know, almost freezing temperatures in some of these areas coming on later today. Give us some practical advice.
All right. First of all, Adrian, I want to give two phone numbers. Unfortunately, like everybody else, Emerald Isle is down because we have neither power in our Woodlawn office nor phones in our Queens office.
Yes.
But we've set up emergency numbers for people to call, anybody who needs help. We have our staff standing by on their cell phones.
Right, and I've been giving those numbers out. The Queen's office is 646-474-2537. And we'll be repeating this throughout the morning. The Bronx office is 718-404-6481. The Meals on Wheels program, which is already very much established and is known particularly in areas where up until now has been a quietly distinguished group of volunteers who go and help others. The downside of that is that maybe a lot of people don't know it exists at all. Can you tell us about that?
Meals on Wheels was part of our program, and we've we're delivering meals to the elderly in the Woodlawn neighborhood.
Right.
It gives the elderly in the Woodlawn area not only sustenance, but somebody looking in on them every day. We have, thanks to the dedicated volunteers, we were able to resume Meals on Wheels on Wednesday last. And now we're, because of the holidays and because of everything,
right.
Usually it's a Monday to Friday operation. For the duration, we're doing it throughout the weekend. Basically, more than the food is more that we look on the elderly and make sure that they're okay.
Absolutely. And, that is a very good idea. What we will probably discover is that there are many elderly who we don't even know about. I think spreading the word and checking the neighborhood and asking people. Now, I want to offer a word of caution here, Brian, which I'm sure you'll agree with. There are many people, particularly those in Ireland, who can't reach, their Uncle Jack or their Aunt Mamie because they're in some of these areas here. There is very little that we can do. For instance, as you know, my own daughter, Linda, and her husband and my two grandchildren live in Long Beach. There is no cell service out of Long Beach, in that whole area. There are parts of the Rockaways where even if you have somebody's cell phone, the fact that it is not being answered does not mean that they're in dire straits. They may be okay, but it is not. This is not the time to make social contact just for the hell of it. And I'm sorry to put it as crudely as that, but we understand that there are a great number of people, including those in Ireland, who would like to make sure that their relatives and that their friends are all right. That we go on the assumption that everybody is under an awful lot of strain at the moment, but just because a cell phone can't be answered doesn't mean that there is a crisis. And the monitoring system is actually very good. We have to take our hats off to the first responders, to the police, to the fire department, to those who are in charge of the safety of others. We're experiencing, Brian, something that was unimaginable as little as 1 week ago. Who thought that Bellevue Hospital, one of the landmarks, of the healthcare system, could have the kind of crisis that they're having at the moment?
Absolutely, Adrian. And I just wanted to make some other points. We are. And again, we're just trying to scramble here because of the depths of this. But and we'll be back to your listeners later. But on on Monday, November 19th, we will be doing a fundraiser at the Manhattan Club
mm-hmm.
for relief of people in our areas. And we're still putting that together, so I don't have many more details, but it's going to be, I just want people to note that on their calendars, because it's going to be an opportunity for people to come in and help monetarily to that. I must say the American Ireland Fund, which has been terrific on that, has, as you know, given help to the Irish immigration centers throughout.
Yeah, and that's, I want to actually straighten that out right now. The amount of money that has actually been assigned to the three Irish centers, that's the New York Irish Center, the Ashling Center, and the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, is reported as being $100,000. That does not go to the centers. The amount of money that going to each of those three centers is $15,000,
right.
Not $33,000. So just so we get that, we're very grateful to the American Ireland Fund. And indeed, that fund is now going to be matched by Bob McCann, who was the honoree at the American Irish Historical Society the other evening. Having said that, yes, the American Ireland Fund is taking the balance of $55,000, and that is going through the American Red Cross specifically for Breezy Point. So again, we just want to keep the record straight there so that we don't get bogged down in some information which is not clear. So let's get that.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that, as you well know, Adrian, at all the centers, particularly Emerald Isle and the others, have had some very difficult times because of the cuts and the needs.
Yeah.
And we are struggling greatly. And so this is presenting a real challenge to us to take care of people. We're happy for the support of the American Ireland Fund, but of course it's the need is far greater than that.
And will be. Brian, I also want to point out this is a joint effort. When you talk about the other organizations, everybody isn't just working in their own cocoon. There is a tremendous amount of cooperation with Emerald Isle Immigration Center, with the New York Irish Center, with the Ashling Irish Center. So whereas a great number of people might support one or two of them or whatever, right now the three organizations are working together as well.
Absolutely.
As should be. And there is
there is no time nor place for any sort of rivalry or anything. Not that
right.
It ever existed. We're operating all together for the benefit of the community in this terrible time.
Right. In the next hour of our program, we will be welcoming Noel Kilkenny, the Ambassador Consul General of New York. And in the meantime, friends, if you're having difficulty getting through to any of the Irish agencies such as New York Irish Center, Emerald Isle, whatever, you can call the Irish Consulate, 212-319-2555, and also, of course, Irish nationals, many of whom may have an emergency or need to leave, maybe passports expired, that and a host of other programs or needs can be addressed. But at the Irish Consulate, 212-319-2555. My guest is Brian O'Dwyer, who is chairman of Emerald Isle Immigration Center. And Brian will be on air for the next couple of hours. We have a lot of guests lined up who will be speaking to Loretta Brennan-Boxman. We have, as I say, Noel Kilkenny. And we have live reports coming in from the areas of devastation. We know that you are on standby, and those who you're monitoring your situation there, if there's something to be added to what we have already discussed, you know where we are. And as
sure.
usual, we wish you and particularly the those Siobhan Dennehy, those who have under normal circumstances doing a great job. The strain is there, the need for help is very much there, and the emergency phone numbers for the Queen's Office, 646-474-2537. And the Bronx office is 718-404-6481. For those who are listening to our program in areas outside of the New York, New Jersey area, I want to give you the Emerald Isle Immigration Center regular number, because there will be a restoration of power at some stage. Maybe, you know, maybe today, maybe it'll be a week from today. We don't know, but I want to give that number anyway, which is 718-478-5502, chairman of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center and community leader, Brian O'Dwyer. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Adrian, and to all your friends. And let me just add, finally, just a great thanks to the staff and the volunteers, the Emerald Isle. As you said, we couldn't have done it without them, and they will be called upon in the next weeks.
Absolutely.
For yeoman's work, which they have done in the past.
And there are many volunteers who have not been called on. I think volunteers will be needed, and that will be ongoing. Much more so now than perhaps at any time in the past. Brian O'Dwyer, thank you. Friends,
thank
you're listening
you.
To...
Yeah,
you're listening to our... Thank you, Brian. Irish Radio Network USA, you are listening to the Flannelly Show. The Flannelly Show coming to you live from New York City. The executive director and producer of all programs on Irish Radio Network is Áine Sheridan, who also... is president of Flannelly Promotions Irish Radio Network, and of course is a coordinator of many of the programs and the contacts, and particularly in times of emergency. In about 3 minutes from now, friends, we will be linking up with WVNJ, that's 1160 on the AM dial. We will be linking also with a number of stations. Some, of course, are some of the stations that we might normally be linking with have no power. They don't have a broadcast facility, but many of those will be coming back on air as soon as the power is restored. In the meantime, we can let you know that the Queen's Irish Center in Long Island City is again open and accepting donations, again not monetary donations, emergency supplies only, to be delivered to areas like the Rockaways, like the many areas, Staten Island, many of the Irish communities who have indeed been very, very badly hit, and will need continued support, and particularly the basic things that you and I have access to. Every possession that most of the people in that area, everything down to the toothbrush, is gone, is destroyed. And obviously anything we can do, we will do. And again, it's a great distraction for those of us who have power to look at the television or to look at the station and to again get lost somewhat in the shuffle. Friends, we miss. We're talking about the passing of Sister Mary Beata Geraghty. We'll talk more about that, but I think one of the songs that is very appropriate today is her version of God Bless America. Friends, you're listening to the Flannelly Show live in New York. Switch to 1160 AM on your dial. And we'll be with you for the next 2 hours.